In Tokyo on Monday, officials of nearly 60 governments and international organizations will meet to pledge funds for rebuilding Afghanistan. The nation's infrastructure is in ruins, not just because of the recent campaign against terrorism there, but also because of decades of fighting between local factions. The reconstruction will cost billions of dollars, and some U.S. politicians say the United States should not have to foot the lion's share of the bill. One such voice is that of Congressman Tom Lantos, senior Democrat on the House International Relations Committee. He joins us on the line now from Burlingame, California. Congressman Lantos, there seem to be very different ideas about how much money will really be needed to reconstruct Afghanistan. Why such discrepancies?
Well, because the situation is an extremely complex and fluid one. The Afghans are talking about truly astronomical figures, $45 billion over a 10-year period. I think a more realistic figure is probably a third of that, maybe $15 billion. The fact is that there will be a major international effort needed to create the semblance of a civilized society. And it is my considered judgment that since the United States carried the bulk of the military load in getting rid of the Taliban and giving the country back to the Afghan people, clearly there are plenty of others with considerable resources who are benefiting no less than we are as this historic event unfolds. Wealthy Europeans, the Japanese, but particularly the wealthy Arab countries, which in considerable measure have supported financially the Taliban, have a primary responsibility of stepping up to the plate and doing the job.
Well, what do you think the proper level of U.S. support should be?
Well, I introduced legislation as the first member of Congress to deal with this issue, which calls for approximately $400 million per year for the first 4 years. This is a reasonable figure. It is certainly a figure within our capabilities, and it is a figure which is predicated on Japan, the European Union, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, the United Arab Emirates, and other societies which are capable of doing this job, stepping up to the plate and doing their share. Our figure cannot be determined exactly until we see what figures the various countries that also will participate are ready to assume.
Well, Congressman Lantos, do you think that the conference next week in Tokyo will produce a definitive division of responsibility among these countries?
There's no doubt in my mind. The spirit in the preparatory discussions is extremely constructive. I think the Japanese are assuming a responsible role. I think it's obvious that the key question is to what extent the Saudis and the other wealthy Arab states, which in such enormous degree have supported the Taliban over a long period of time, without support from Saudi Arabia and other wealthy Arab states, the Saudis would not have had, the Taliban would not have had the resources to build what has been a global network of horrendous proportions, and they will have to assume a significant share of the load.
Representative Tom Lantos is senior Democrat on the House International Relations Committee. Thank you, Congressman Lantos.
My pleasure.